that the wise words can say is the chorus of Elashas. But he says, he could have said that. Just gave a better answer.
Fine. Fine.
That was that he's saying according to the way we were learning. He said, why couldn't the Bnei Yeshua? Did we have it down here or we had to bring it? He says, why doesn't the Gemara, when the Gemara asks a Daitei, that it's not a Daitei, if it's not a Daitei Hachi, then it's not a Pri, then you don't make the Bracha. And asks the question from the Tzlaf. So he says, the Gemara could have said, no, the Tzlaf is different because it's not Tzofel Hachos. That's Bnei Yeshua asks. Why didn't the Gemara give that? So you know the Dekel is different because it's Tzofel Hachos. It has to be two things. So he says he could have answered that way, but it wanted to say more that it is considered a Daita Dachi. But not that the other thing is not true. That's Bnei Yeshua. I like the Bnei Yeshua. Alright, it's a tough sugya. It's a tough sugya. And I'm not saying this is how the other Rishonim are learning. This is the way I think Rashi's learning. I don't think the other Rishonim are learning this way. I think the other Rishonim are learning that the Tzlaf... Now, I would say like this, that according to Rashi, and we'll see, I think that the Rambam would agree, the Tzlaf is essentially planted for the Keper, but it's known that these other things are there too. So the way the other Rishonim are learning, if you take a look at the tour, he says that the Keper is the Ikar Pri, and the other things are not the Ikar Pri. So the Keper you make a Bor Pri Eitz, the other things you make a Bor Pri Dama, because they're not the Ikar Pri. You know, so he's learning that that's the Gemara's question. Does it have to be the Ikar Pri? Right. But it would seem, according to Rashi, the question is, that if you're going to say, yeah, so you want to try to go through the, how the Gemara goes according to Rashi? The steps? Yeah. Yeah. See, I think at that where the step with the Gemara says v'chol hechad lo noti inshi adai to the hachilam v'achin alei. So now the Gemara is asking a question, saying that you want to say that what? That the reason why the dekel is different than it's known is because the dekel is not planted for that korah, right? And it's known is. But the Gemara is saying, the Gemara in Havmin would say that now he's saying that it goes by the kvius, that what defines the pri, not like Rav Yehuda, that's just the edibility, but actually the das of the kvius of the plant. Whereas the korah is not kavua for the, it's not kavua, the dekel is not planted for the korah, right? So the Gemara thought, now Shmuel is saying, it goes by what it's planted for. That's Koveya, the Shem Pri. Right? So he said, but if that's the case, the caper is planted for the caper. So that should be the only thing that's considered the Pri. Everything else should be considered the Eitz. So that's where he says, no, I'm not saying that the Kvius of the Pri, I'm not saying that the Pri is Kavua by how it's planted, but I'm saying that whatever is considered the Ikar Pri will be Koveya, the Eitz. And then Mamela, the other things will be peros too. Right? So when it says adait the dahachi or not adait the dahachi, it's two different adait the dahachis. The first adait the dahachi was saying that it has to be kavua. So that's the tzlaf, everybody agrees, is really planted essentially for the avionos. But then, and then at that point, the Gemara is saying, and even though there's a secondary understand, everybody knows that the that these other things are going to be edible, that doesn't help, because it goes by the kvius. It would be just like the korah and the other things. I mean, everybody who plants a dekel also knows that the korah comes out and is edible, but that's it. They have that, you have that all that information available to you, but you say it goes by the what it's planted for. So then he's saying, no, that the das on the other things will be, in other words, that the das that you, and therefore you'd say that that even though you have das on the other things, it's not going to help, because that will still have the definition of eitz. But then he's saying in the end, no, that since that the das on the avionos will not be mavapal the das on the other things. Yeah.
I don't understand by the dekel.
Yeah.
If he plants it having in mind for the dates of the date palm, let's say.
Right.
So why does it matter whether it's sofer l'hachshav? Shouldn't that just define the eights as anything that's not the tomorrow, the dates, the tomorrows, even if whether or not.
Yeah, because that's like the avionos though, that you plant it for the avionos, but anything that's not considered part of the plant can still be considered a pre.
Now, so you see in the end why Sofer L'Hachshos matters from the
right.
From the,
that's why in the end Sofer L'Hachshos does matter. That's what I'm trying to say. The Shmuel really had everything contained in the first statement, but it required an elaboration to finally come back to it. As opposed to saying that Sofer L'Hachshos doesn't matter anymore. Now it's just a question of what your das is. Yeah, because sofo lahakshos now means that it's the it's going to be part of that eitz. If it wasn't sofo lahakshos, it could be like the kafrisim on the or the tamaros on the on the caper bush. It would just be secondary growth. It wouldn't be part of the planting.
Even if it's not so
far. That's what Rashi's saying, that if a guy plants the deco, once you're a kavua, that the essential thing is the date, it doesn't matter that you have in mind that you can eat the korah. That doesn't matter. See, according to the other Rishonim, I say that's a machlok between Rashi and the other Rishonim. According to the other Rishonim, it would be good. You could say there are two pairs to this tree. It would be possible to say that. The two pairs to this tree.
Because they're kavua both.
Because I'm kavua both.
Why wouldn't Rashi stand?
Because Rashi says the kavius, the essential kavius is going to be kavua, the eights. And if it has a shame eights, it can't be a pre. So, if essentially the date palm is for the date, then that will make anything that is going to be part of the palm itself, the tree itself, is mufka from a shame pre now. See, like Tosus. What is Tosus saying? It strikes you funny when he says v'savar gemar kavasi d'shmol v'imkain osanu love gefonem d'lo noti inchi adait d'hachim v'achin alei shahagol. What is the? I mean, like, does he even have to say that? I mean, like, what is his? And then the other things, like, what's the chiddush of Tosus? Isn't that exactly the case of Korah? Isn't that exactly the case of Korah? Well, I mean, is that all he's saying?
Why is Shahakal?
Because we hold like Shmuel, he said.
Right.
Yeah.
You were explaining before how you still need Sofer L'Hachshos, but even if something isn't Sofer L'Hachshos, if it's part of the if it's used for the tree, for the production of the fruit, then it's still
that's true.
So it's not really sofel hakshrus, it's just a question of...
That's right. That's what he's trying to explain. Sofel hakshrus doesn't mean sofel hakshrus necessarily, because it's known as sofel hakshrus.
But who's trying? You're saying Tosfos?
That's what the Gemara is explaining in Shmuel. Let's get a little did you see the Rambam? Rambam is fun. Rambam is difficult also.
On this.
Did you want further than the Gemara?
Yeah,
the Tzlaf.
Yeah.
You saw the Rambam Tzlaf. Mm-hmm. And the Korah. The Rambam is very funny. He doesn't give any reasons. I mean, it's hard to know how the Rambam is operating. It's very hard to understand the Rambam's rules. I mean, I want to go through the first parak in the Rambam, but I just don't know if we're... I don't know if maybe we'll do that I want to see if we can figure out the Rambam system, but I think part of me feels like we're not ready for it. That's the difficulty I'm having with the sugya. That I think unless we go over certain particular cases, it's hard to draw a general rule. Because the Rambam just starts out very plain. Kol peiros ha'ilan, nevarchin aleihem b'tchila borei pri ha'etz, u'besof borei nefashos rabos. Chutz mechamesh aminim, okay. And then he says, so it's a very simple rule. Every fruit you make a borei pri ha'etz. I'm not going to go into the chutzes. And, val peiros ha'oretz, v'yirakos, nevarchin aleihem b'tchila borei pri ha'adama. It's a very simple rule. Everything that's an eitz, all peiros ha'ilan are eitz, all other peiros ha'aretz and yirakos are adama. And then, dvarim she'ein gidulon min ha'aretz, like basar, gvina, dogim, beitzim, mayim, cholav, dvash, they're all shahakol. Okay? Very simple rule. Grows from a tree, it's an eitz, from the ground to the adama, and neither one is a shahakol. Right? Very simple. Then it starts getting a little more complicated. Now, asochet peirot is borei, is shakal. Why? What happened to the rule? So you must say he's holding that what?
It's not the pri.
That's not the pri. You must say that's not considered the pri. Right? You must say, oh, that's not the pri. And then, for instance, then he says, peiros are your rakos or darkon lehe ochel chayim. In Bishlon Oshokon, Mivarech Alem Petchila Shakol. Why not? Why? How does that happen? If it's something that you're supposed to eat raw and you cook it, now it's a shakol. He doesn't say why. Doesn't give any reasons why. Doesn't say because it's not the dera. He doesn't say why. So it would seem like everything has to go back to his original rules. That must be something lacking in the Shem Pri. And then he says like this. And then he says, the sugar cane. So he says, some ge'onim say, bori pri adama, and some say, bori pri eis. And he says, va'ani omer, she'ein ze pri, Ram says. It's not a pri. Ve'ein mevorchen olav ela shahakol. So it goes back to his rule. Has to be a pri. It's pri ha'ilan, it's eitz. Pri adama, it's adama. But he says the sugar from the sugar cane is not a pri. Okay? And then he says like this. Now he says, Hakor, v'hu rosh ha'dekel, right? Shehu kamo eitz lovan mevorech olav batchila shahakol. Why? So apparently, it's also not a pri. Right?
Why does he only give the reason by sugar?
Because he's a machlokas. He's just explaining why the Gaonim are wrong. See, and the Torah says, no, the Rambam is, he said, the Torah doesn't understand the Rambam, because he says, that's what it's grown for. So that is the pri. See, as I'm saying, there is, that's why I'm going with this idea. Maybe I'm going with it because I had it in my mind already. And from the sugya, it's hard to see. But there does seem to me to be a very big chilek. in the Rishonim, if there is an idea of pre that has to be defined first, and or if there's just an idea of pre that whatever we deem to be edible is called the pre, right? In other words, like the Torah says, well, if that's why you grow sugarcane, then that's the pre, right? And the Rambam says, no, it's not the pre. And he knows that's why they grow sugarcane. But then the problem is, so what happens to the sugars of Daitan Dachi, Daitan Machi, Daitan, right? So you must say that goes back to qualify the, that modifies the entity that you can call pre or not. But it's not just going to bust open all the categories and be synonymous with pre. Can't learn the Rambam. The Rambam can't be learning these sugyas that a daitan dahachi, not in the daitan dahachi, is what defines pre. Because then why is it such a hard time understanding the sugar game? Right? So that's why I was trying to learn it. That's why, and from when I saw the Rashi that says that he's concerned about the Elon, it seemed to me. And the Rambam, and I think the Rashi does go with this idea of the Rambam in other cases, that there's a shame pre that's essential. But listen to the next Rambam. So then he says, but this is the strange one. He says, Kafras shel tzlaf, mevorech olav borei pri adama. But then he says a bizarre thing. He says, mipnei she'eno pri. But then he's just criticizing the owner and saying a bari pri adama on the sugar cane because he says it's not a pri. And then he says, the avyonos shel tzlaf hein ha-pri. Shehein ketsuros tamorim dakim ketanim. They're the pri.
What was wrong with the rabbi? He should have had shahakol because...
Yeah, what do you mean not a pri? Right. Not a pri is a shahakol. And then he says, but the avyonos, that's hein ha-pri. They are the pre. Because they're like little dates. What does it say? Because, he says, well, he says, Shehein Kitsuros Tamorim Dakim Kitanim. Not clear if it means, he's just identifying them. They are the one, they're the little dates. They look like little dates. So then, he says, Mevorech Olov, Mevorech Alehen, Borei Prehoids. But what about the kafrosin, why are they a bari pri hadama? If they're not a pri, so he must mean they're not a pri of the caper bush, but they would qualify like a yerek, right? They would qualify like a yerek.
Makes sugar cane hard because why would they
be? Oh, but sugar cane. But sugarcane, see, I left that one piece of information with sugarcane. I apologize. He says he holds because it's an extract, too. It's an extract, too. It's extracted from the sugarcane.
How does that work? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe we'll go down to Mount Avenue one of these days and pick up some sugarcane. Never, yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting. It looks like a bamboo stick.
I had to read
stick.
A whole book for college.
Oh, yeah? The slave trade?
Tell you all about it.
It looks like a bamboo. It looks like a bamboo, but it's solid. And very, very fibrous. And if you cut off the outer skin, the hard shell, and you chew on it, it exudes a sweet molasses, basically.
How do we get sugar out of it?
We have a lot of people chewing on them and spitting it out.
Cut it open, take the juice.
I don't know. They get the juice out and they boil it.
They cut open
boil
the,
it out.
They cut open the rod.
I think molasses is the byproduct of sugar.
I think it's the other way. I think sugar is like more refined molasses, I think.
So they boil it? That's how you get
it? Do not know. I'm sure the encyclopedia is light on sugar. But, yeah, the molasses has all the nutrients in it. I mean, the sugar is refined. But anyway, yeah. But we'll see. I mean, even date honey is not so clear. Even though the Gemara says date honey is a shakal, some of the Rishonim hold that only certain, some says that's not all date honey.
it was eights because that's the way you eat dates.
No. No, the Gemara openly says date on the shenakal. This is not a shivaminim, but a date is a shivaminim.
Problem source for that is Rabbi Akiva.
Oh, so let's see the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara. I mean, I feel like I want to get the fat, all the facts straight.
Not the date of the shivaminim, but the date itself, but the date honey.
No, that's the Dvash. When it says it's a chol of a Dvash,
right.
The Dvash is date honey.
Oh, okay. That's not what I should mean.
On the pasuk it is.
It's
Zeishem and Dvash.
Zeishem and Dvash. But you don't make a bari pri eitz on it.
So make a shakal on it.
Make a shakal. Why is it because shiv mean you have to make a bari pri eitz on it?
No, I just thought that's what the way...
I mean, that's one of the arguments of the, I think, the Baha'i holds, that the natural dripping honey is an eitz. Because from the pasuk.
It just like comes out of the date, like you don't have to do anything.
Right, he wants to differentiate between the honey that comes naturally and the date honey that comes naturally and the processed. But the Ram doesn't hold it. Ram just holds all that's his argument from sugar. He says sugar is more refined than honey from a date. That's actually what his argument is. He says it's not a pri. He says, "Va'ani omer shein zeh pri, ve'im varchan olavel shakol sherei shelo yiyei dvash hakonim shenishtana idei or gadol midvash tamarim shelo nishtana idei or." So you can't say that the sugar, which is changed through fire, is better than dvash that's not changed through fire. Umavarchan olav shahakol, and on dvash you make a shahakol. Dvash from a date you make shahakol. So kal v'chomer, and that's more natural. That's a more natural thing than sugar. Because sugar has to be boiled. The dvash doesn't have to be boiled because it oozes. Apparently, if you just leave the dates long enough, they ooze. But like I said, the Bahag holds. We'll have to see. Pag does not accept that. So, I mean, there are definitely big underlying machlokes in over here. And it seemed to me that it comes out over here. Because the Ram doesn't have anywhere in Hilchos Brachos that I could see this idea of a Daitan Dahachi. Doesn't mention anywhere. I mean, what's really strange is the Ram doesn't mention the leaves by the tzlaf. He leaves out half the cases, right? There are four things to eat by the tzlaf. He only mentions two.
So those, like, from his omission for sure, shahakol, because he didn't specify?
Okay, it's hard to say it's shahakol. I mean, nobody says it's shahakol. We'll see. Hard to say that. Apparently he just wants to negate the kafros that don't think they're a prick. Apparently he's going to assume you're going to know the rest are going to be the same. It's not eights. He knocks out the kora because it's like an eights, he says. Shehu kamo eights lovan. I mean, it's not for no reason he's saying that. The Rosh HaDekel. Ram is the one. I mean, he doesn't really give you much. So he apparently holds it doesn't have a shame pri. Like Shmuel. It doesn't have a shame pri. But let's see. Let's see if we can get a little. If we can figure it out a little more. Alright, let's take this next Gemara. It's interesting. Alright, who wants to read this? It's interesting. It's not so hard. Just a little. You went through the whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, you got it. You want to read?
Sure. So, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Slav Shel Arla, Bechutzel Aretz, Zoreges of Yonos, Ve'ochel Esakafrisen. So, Yehuda Amar Rav says, Slav, the Kibber Shel Arla, in the first 3 years of growth, Bechutzel Aretz, so outside Eretz Yisrael, Zoreges of Yonos, you throw out the Avionos. Meaning that they're Arla, so you're not allowed to eat them.
Right.
V'ochel es ha-kafrisin, but you can eat the kafrisin.
Now, Arla is by what? by trees.
Yeah.
By fruits. By fruits.
By peros.
The peros of a tree is what's usher in arla. Right. Okay. And what's arla in chutz la'aretz?
So Rashi says arla b'chutz la'aretz midivrei sofer mi. So that's
okay. That's going to be an important fact. Okay.
So lemaimer, that's to say, the avionos peri, the kafrisin lav peri. So that implies that the avionos are peros. The kafrisin are considered peros.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. That's an interesting thing. It's an interesting thing. So what does it mean? It's not perio. Not right. They're not peros. They're not peros. But you see, that becomes an ambiguous, slightly ambiguous thing. Right? It's a slightly ambiguous thing. Because sometimes say it's not a pre, it's a shackle. But over here, apparently, you wouldn't say, you still wouldn't say it's a shackle, apparently. You still say it's a dhamma. So this is difficult. Whose position is this? Right?
Right. Or minhu. So, koshia almini nitzpa. Ala olam vela tomorrow's omer bori priya adama. So, on the leaves and the small dates, you say adama. Vela avionos vela kafrisin omer bori priya eats. And on the fruits and their shells, you say bori priya eats.
So, that shows the kafrisin are eats.
Right.
So, here's the thing. So, the Gemara holds that whatever is going to be by orla will be by bracha. Whatever will be by orla will be by bracha. So, if by orla, you're going to say it's not pre, then by bracha, you would not say pre-ites. So now it's a stira. Go ahead.
So how do we answer? So who damar k'Rabbi Akiva? So it's like Rabbi Akiva. Itnan, Rabbi Eliezer omer, tzlaf misaser, tomorrow's v'evyonos v'kafrisin. Rabbi Akiva omer, in misaser, ela evyonos b'vav, k'nei shehu pre.
So Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, was going like Rabbi Akiva,
right,
who argues on this Mishnah,
on this
Mishnah, right? It
says
it calls it a Mishnah.
It's
I don't know what it is. Yeah, and Rabbi Akiva holds that what? So now it's a machlokes. So Rabbi Eliezer holds what?
Eliezer holds that you give Meisr on all three. That tomorrow's the Avionos and the Kafrisin. Rabbi Akiva says only the Avionos because that's what the pre is.
So now it's still the problem, isn't it?
It's going to come to a question in a second, but you said a question about that?
Yeah.
Does that mean that Rabbi Eliezer, by definition, holds that all three of those are pre, or he may agree with either Rabbi Akiva or that Mishnah about what's pre, but he just has a different Ismachalogus about Meisr? Because it's Rabbi Akiva who says Mishnah Shehu pre. Rabbi Eliezer doesn't really bring up, you know, definitively that these are the peros. Is that, like, you know, assumed absolutely, or?
In other words, let me put it another way. So the statement of the Olim and the Tomorrows, you say Bari Priya Dhamma, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Avionos and the Kafrisi, you say Bari Priya Eitz.
Mm-hmm.
Who holds that way?
Definitely Rabbi Akiva.
Definitely not Rabbi Akiva.
So I'm asking, right? Can Rabbi Eliezer hold that, or can it
so
just that, be like
that's,
somebody
that's
else?
A good question. So, but Rabbi Eliezer seems to hold that they're all the same. Right? In other words, Rabbi Eliezer doesn't say you take Meisr on the Olam. That's the problem. That's the problem with Rabbi Eliezer.
So either it's half or all of them, but once you take three out of four, then you can't split them down the middle.
Yeah, what happens to the Olam according to, if Rabbi Eliezer is the one who is saying that what? That you make a Priya Eitz on the Kafrisim and the Avionos, and an Adama on the Olam and the... And the tomorrows. So why don't you take Meisr from it?
Either it should be only on the ones that are Ha'etz or on everything, right?
Right. But Meisr really is essentially on Yerachos.
It is?
Essentially, well, no, Meisr really is not on, it's only on Dagon, Tirosh, Vietzah. But Rabbanan, it's on the other things too.
Rabbi Akiva just holds that it's on, that it's not, or?
Rabbi Akiva holds.
He's going to say Ha'adama on the Kafrisin.
Rabbi Akiva holds that what? In other words, yeah. Well, what is the Rishonim talk about this question? This is the Rishonim talk about this question.
So, what do we want Rabbi Eliezer to hold by?
What's that?
To resolve the
question is, how come Rabbi Eliezer is making a bracha on four and only taking Meisr on three? Right.
Well, isn't that Rabbi Akiva also, because he's making a bracha on two and taking Maaser on one. Right? At least on two. No?
Yeah, but Rabbi Eliezer, if Rabbi Eliezer was the prior Tan, was the Tan of the one that says you make the bracha on the Kafrisin and the Avionos.
Right.
So then he's saying what?
What should he have from that?
One second. So then he's saying that on the tomorrows, even though make a bar priadama, he's still like Maaser.
Right.
So then how do you knock out the Olam? At least for Rikiva, you could say he holds, you only take the Maaser on the things you make an Eitz on.
Right. Is that possible? Because you just said that it's Maaser is essentially on Yerek. You say that.
No, I'm sorry. I mean, Maaser is really Midoraisa only Rashi. On the other thing is Drabonans. So, like,
Drabonans
can change
whoever they want.
Question on what the Drabonans. But yeah, let's leave that question alone. That the Rishonim asked that question. Where? How does Rabbi Eliezer? Definitely that's the Mishnah of the Brachos is Rabbi Eliezer. It can't be Rabbi Akiva.
Right.
But then the question is, how come he knocks out the Olim from Maaser? That's the question. That's the Rishonim deal with that question. So let's leave that question alone for now. Go ahead. But anyway, the point is that what? That Rabbi Akiva holds only the Avionos of the Pri.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, and that's why Rav Yehuda Omar Rav was holding.
Sorry, great. So once you say that, though, the name halacha Rabbi Akiva. So once you say that, it should just be phrased as the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva.
Right.
Not Zorik this, keep this,
right.
Just tell me who the halacha is like.
Right.
So, I amar halacha Rabbi Akiva, if it was phrased as halacha Rabbi Akiva, hava amina afilu ba'aretz. Kamash malan, kol mekel ba'aretz, halacha kimoso b'chutz la'aretz. Ava ba'aretz, lo.
Okay, go ahead.
So if it would have said the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, so we would have thought that means that even in Eretz Yisrael, the halacha is like him.
Right.
But kamash malan, when somebody is mekel and halacha that, you know, would affect Eretz Yisrael, the halacha is like him in chutz la'aretz, but not in Eretz Yisrael itself.
Right, so Rashi explains that.
Right, so Rashi says, the chalamekal ba'aretz, ba'arla halacha kemoso, b'chutz al aretz. So anybody who says halacha in arla, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, l'kula, so halacha's like him only in chutz al aretz. The chavin de'eno min ha-Torah, halacha chalamekal.
Okay, that's really what we're saying. We're saying that it's a machlokas. It's a machlokas. So in Eretz Yisrael, we hold l'chumra.
Right.
And chutz al aretz, since it's the Rabbanan, you go l'kula. So that's what he wanted to show you. He wanted to show you. So why couldn't he say the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva?
Because it's not universally like Rabbi Akiva. It's only like Rabbi Akiva in Chutzlarts, and that would imply.
So then, right, Omar, did you read that part?
So Omar halacha Rabbi Akiva, have a man feel about
it. You would think it means everywhere.
Right.
Right. So he wants to show you, which really a din of halacha haramegel.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
So the name halacha Rabbi Akiva be Chutzlarts.
Right.
So that would be the next obvious thing would be to say halachas like in chutz la'aretz.
Right.
So iamar hachi hava amina hani mili gabi meiser ilan de ba'aretz gufa midor abanan. Ava gabi arla de ba'aretz midor raisa ema b'chutz la'aretz nami nigzor.
Okay, so really the machlokas of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer is brought down by meiser.
Right.
And meiser itself on these things is really midor abanan to begin with.
Right.
Even Yisrael, it's midrabban. So if you just said halacha like Rabbi Akiva and chutz la'aretz, I'd say that we're more makel in chutz la'aretz because the Eretz Yisrael is itself is rabban. But by orla, where Eretz Yisrael is daraisa, maybe I'd say where it goes there, it's chutz la'aretz, not the Eretz Yisrael.
Right?
As Rashi explains.
Right.
Gotta be
Meiser. Yeah, gotta be Meiser. The other Rabbi Akiva, gotta be Meiser. So Rabbi Akiva's shita, that machlokas was by Meiser.
Right.
The Meiser peros ha'ilan, the ba'aretz gufim with the rabbanon. Because Meiser peros ha'ilan in Eretz Yisrael themselves are the rabbanon.
Right.
So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer would hold. We would think we'd hold
like Rabbi
Eliezer and chutz la'aretz. That would be the problem.
So therefore, by orla.
Right.
We would have thought.
You would
have thought that you hold like Rabbi Eliezer.
Right. Right, you can't be make like a rekiva chutz la'aretz by orla, only by Maaser.
Right.
Right.
So kamash malan, he's telling you the exact case that by orla and chutz la'aretz, we still hold like a rekiva.
Right, when that goes there, atu Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So Ravina ashkei lamar baravashi dekazarek avionos fika achal kafrisin. So Ravina saw Amar Baravashi, who was throwing out the avionos, the fruits, and he was eating the kafrisin.
Right.
So Amar Lei, my daitach Rabbi Akiva, the mekel. Why are you holding Rabbi Akiva, who's mekel? V'levin mark beishamai, the mekili tfei. Once you're going to be mekel, you know, go all the way and make it like Beis Shammai.
Right.
Ditnan, Tzlaf Beis Shammai Omrim Kelayim Bikaram, Ubeis Hal Omrim Ein Kelayim Bikaram.
Okay, so there's another nafkamid about what you, how you consider this Tzlaf.
Right, so Kelayim Bikaram, you need two minya yarek.
Right.
So Beis Shammai holds that with Tzlaf, it is considered Kelayim Bikaram, which means it's a yarek. Rashi says, Kelayim Bikaram, Kasavar Min Yareko.
Right.
And they hold it doesn't qualify for Kelei Akarim, so it's got to be an Elam. And then Elu ve'Elu modim shechayiv arla, but they both agree that it's chayiv and arla.
Right, so that's Hagufakasha.
Right, Hagufakasha.
Right,
Amre, Tzlaf, Beishami, Orim, Kelayim, Bikarim. Amma, Min Yareku. So Beishami themselves said that Tzlaf qualifies for Kelei Akarim, so it's got to be a Yarek.
Right.
The other Tani, Elu ve'Elu modim shechayiv arla. And then it says that they're both, and that Beishami and Beishal agree that it's chayiv arla. Amma, Min Elon, who even according to Beishami.
So right, so what is it, a Yarek or an Elon?
Right. So Halokashia, Beis Shammai, Sfuke Misapkalahu. V'avdahachalachumra v'achalachumra.
Amazing thing, Beis Shammai is a Mesupik, whether the Tzlaf is a Yarek or an Elon.
Right.
The Rabbeinu Yonah tries to explain what his Suffolk is. It's not exactly clear. He says it's a very small bush, he says. Mm-hmm. He says it's a very small bush. Okay, I think that's it. It's a very small bush. He says, yeah. He says, the Amrav Yudam Rab, Slaf Shal Or Lazorg is going to appear. Slaf who Elon Cotton, the Nikra Ba'aravi Al Kapar. Umipnesh who Cotton, Hoyu Misupokim Beishamai, Im Nidon Oso Kamo Yerek, Vayu Om the Misufig, Dangin like Yerek. Rabbi Klein Bekarim, Ulin Orlo, Dainin Lake or Elon. Minogin Bo Orlo. So I don't know how to study it, because it's a very small bush, it's a very small tree. And therefore Beishani was Mesupik. Is it the tree or is it the bush? Is it the tree or is it the Yerek?
They don't have the same criteria about annual or perennial.
It's interesting. So he says Beis Hillel Omrim Devada Elon. Why? Shehashroshim nish orin bo b'chol shona v'gidol bo ha'pri l'shona acheres. And Beis Hillel says, now what's the implication though?
In a different qualification
No, no, I'm saying in terms of how is this growing. He's saying that the shroshim,
the roots,
remain.
But not necessarily the plant.
Doesn't necessarily remain, apparently.
I mean, right. It's funny because you could have defined the machlokas that way.
Why didn't he say that was Beis Shammai Suffolk?
Yeah.
Doesn't say that.
Right.
He says the bush is very small. I mean, it's like two different ideas. He says it's very small. Beis Shammai size is very small. And Beis Hillel size is the roots remain.
Two totally
different. But the Rambam defines it. Rambam has an interesting definition of Elon in Klayim. In Klayim, the Rambam defines it. But this could just be by Klayim a question by. Well, no, because today it's gonna affect Orla, Klayim and Orla, and then it's gonna come down to Bracha, as a trickle. Yeah, the Rambam says like this.
Side halacha.
Was it Perek Yud or in Klayim or Perek Beis or Yud or?
The Klayim one.
Yeah.
It was. Depends which one you want. The Beis Shammai Beis Hillel?
Isn't there only one in Klayim? There's more than one in Klayim?
I think Heichaf. About what's an Elon, what's a Yarek?
Yeah.
It's Heichaf, yeah.
Zeh HaKlal. You saw that one?
Yeah.
Kol HaMotzi Olin Me'ikaro HaReza Yarek. If leaves come from the root, then it's a Yarek. Then it's Yerek. If Kosha ain't a Motzi Elon, I raise it at Elon. But if it's not Motzi Olin, I'm sorry. If it's not Motzi Olin, then it's an Elon. That's Laf, Elon Lecholdala. Sounds like he's saying this is a definition over here. What do you say? What does he mean from the Iker? What does he mean, I mean, I understand that's like a radish, the root. just has leaves come up. But what about like a pepper? It has a stalk. Leaves come off the stalk. So I guess you'd say in terms of kliyim, pepper wouldn't be kliyim. Wouldn't be kliyim. But he's saying that tzlaf is an ilan l'chol da'or. So what's Beis Shammai over here? So Beis Shammai is saying that what? He's mesupik. So that's his question. Since Beis Shammai is mesupik, if it's an ilan or a yerek, right? He's mesupik if it's an ilan or a yerek. So why aren't you mako by the whole, all the things of the tzlaf?
Right, he's going to say. Is he going?
Yeah, go ahead.
So mikol makom Beis Shammai havalei safek orla. So nevertheless, the Beis Shammai, it's a suffix by Arla. So Rashi says, Mikol makom Beis Shammai havalei suffix Arla. He says, V'chulei hai mikol makom, this whole line, Mikol makom, maskana de pircha de Ravina, is the end of Ravina's question.
Right.
L'meir Rashi, afa pri atzmam, butar b'chutz la'aretz, d'haba aretz suffix. It's non-suffix Arla v'chulei. So he's going to bring this next Mishnah to show how the fact that it's suffix Arla will allow you to be Mako. So it says, Zutnan, suffix Arla be'aretz Yisrael asur v'suriyam mutar.
Right.
So if you have a suffix Arla, so in Eretz Yisrael it'll be asr to eat, and in Surya it'll be mutter. Rashi with Surya Aram Tzov Asher Kavash David Hosifa Al Gvul Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
So in Surya it'll be mutter. There's suffix Arla to eat it. Uvechutzul Eretz Yored Velokeach Uvelvad Shlo Yerenu Locate. So in Chutzul Eretz you can go down and take it as long as you didn't see him take it. So what does that mean?
Well, there's any possibility that it's right. Not from that place you can take it. Okay. Yeah. So his answer is what? So why can't it be this Mekel?
So Rabbi Akiva b'makom Rabbi Eliezer Abdina Kavasei. Uvei Shammai b'makom Beis Hillel Eina Mishnah.
Interesting. So Rabbi Akiva really is a suffix. That still remains as two shitas.
Right.
But once you have Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, it's like Beis Shammai is non-existent.
Good question.
Yeah.
How does the Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer interact with the...
He's just suffix about it, yeah.
Right. How does the question of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer interact with the question of that we had before about Kalam Mekel, Beretz Yisrael, B'chutz La'aretz, you go like him? I mean, what was the Havamina that should have gone like Rabbi Eliezer in Eretz Yisrael if we always go like Rabbi Akiva when they argue?
Being in general, halachic Rabbi Akiva mechavero.
Is that? It sounds like what you're saying.
That what?
That you hold like Rabbi Akiva over Rabbi Eliezer, no matter what. I guess because Rabbi Akiva.
No, he just means it's a suffix.
Oh, he's not saying that you go like Rabbi Akiva. I thought that's what he's saying.
Like I see, Rashi's Eino Mishnah of Ein right. Suffix Elavadai.
Right.
But Rashi's apparently learning he means in Chuslaret you can go like him because it's still a suffix.
So it's just saying in this particular case, not as a rule.
But it says at the end of right, right, right. Because that's how he starts out. He's saying, how are you going? Like, Rabbi Akiva? Because it's a suffix. The Mekel.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So he's not saying you always go like Rabbi Akiva.
No,
okay.
No.
Okay.
Right, because then what would be his kasha to Beis Shammai?
Right.
Why would you go like Beis Shammai? Right. Just because you go like Rabbi Akiva, why would you go like Beis Shammai?
Right.
Right. Yeah. But anyway, so what's the upshot? What's the upshot? Not a Hebrew word. So what does the riff say?
I'm about to find out.
Oh, you about to find out? Okay.
I'll read it. I can try it.
So the riff says, right where we were before. So the Omar of Yudha Marav, right?
Yeah. Should I read it?
Yep.
Okay. So Omar of Yudha Marav, Tzlaf Shel Arla, Zorek Yisrael Yonos, Vokal Asakafrisha. So by tzlaf shel arla, you throw out the avianos, which means that they're asur to eat, and the chalakas kafris, and you can eat the shells. So Ravina ashkechele marbar avashi the kazarik avianos the achal kafris. So Ravina found marbar avashi, he was throwing the avianos and eating the kafris.
Right.
The ilchus aachen the zarek es avianos the chalakas kafris.
That's halacha.
That's what you should do.
Go ahead.
And we lagabe arla lav prihu gabe bracha nami lav pirhu. So just like by arla, we see that the kafris is not considered a pri, and therefore you can eat it. Also, by bracha, we consider it to be not a pre. V'lam b'varchim ilia ar ilave b'ori pre ha'etz el b'ori pre ha'adama.
So that's what the Rav says. What do you see from this whole Gemara? that since the Gemara concludes that by our law, the Kafrisin are not Peros, so by Bracha, they're not Peros too. Now the Rabbeinu Yonah clarifies a little bit, he says, it didn't really conclude they're not Peros, but we said it's a Suffolk.
By Kafris?
Because the Machlokas and when Makel and the Chutzlars. Right? So you see, we treat it like a Suffolk, he's saying. But nonetheless, even by Bracha, you should say Bar Pri Adam, because you definitely ought to say.
And that's Shalom HaGab Eliezer?
And that's Shalom HaGab Eliezer.
Yeah.
That's why some Rishonim say the other way. They say, since the Nehru Shalom holds the Pri, you have to always hold the Pri. It's a funny thing. Some Rishonim say the opposite. They conclude the opposite from the Rif.
If it's not a Pri, how can you make a Bar Pri Adam out of it?
Oh, so that's the same question from the Rambam. So now, so if it's not a Pri, so then why do you make a Bar Pri Adama? Right? So what do you have to say? As we were saying before, so what do you have to say? That was this. There's two questions, right? One question is it a tree? That's the first question. Right? That's Beis Shammai. That's Beis Shammai Suffolk. Is the Tzlaf a tree at all? So we hold it's a tree. We don't have that problem. I'm not sure what his Suffolk was, but we hold the tree. Right? I mean, it's just, it reminds you like the strawberry question, you know? The strawberry question. Is a strawberry a, eats or a dama? Because it grows back every year. But the plant, falls away. But anyway, but if you hold, it's an Elon. Now, what's the question? Now, what's the question? The Olim and the Tomorrows definitely are not Peros. Right? Well, the Olim are definitely not Peros. Right? Because nobody even knows to take Miser from that. But the Kafrisin and the Evyonos definitely are the Pri. But the Kafrisin is a question. Kafrisin is a question. So what do you say? So you say, since we hold that it's a suffix, you don't treat it like a pre. And therefore you make a Bar-Pri Adama. So if it's not a pre, then what is it? If it's not a pre, then what is it? It's growing on a tree. We concluded already it's growing on a tree. Right? So if it's not a pre, what is it? Never heard of a vegetable growing on a tree. Right? It's a bit of a conundrum. So that's what the tour tries to answer this question.
You can't say it's the bush itself because that would be shakal?
Yeah, right.
No, if it's the bush itself, that would be shakal.
That would be like the Korah. I mean, it's not the Korah. Where's this, how can you find anything of the Aleph? Who took the bays and the gimel? God.
Maybe they're down there?
What? I'm just signed by the tour.
No.
Oh, you have it?
It's John.
How come he takes such a small... Oh, I see.
No, it's on top.
Top shelf.
Oh, I see. See, the tour says like this. Reish Beis, I think it is. Sorry, he says. Slav. Okay. V'hu min ilan she'olav ru'uyin la'achila. Okay, it's a type of tree with edible leaves. The yesh ba'olav kamin tomorrows. V'gam hein ru'uyin achila. Has these little tomorrows. They're also edible. Ala olin v'tomorrows borei pri adama. She'enon ikar ha'pri. V'al ha'avyonos she'en ikar ha'pri borei pri ha'etz. Triala Kafrisin, she gidulin gamkin olav v'halochus gedolos v'valfos m'vorchon lai boi priyadam. Right, because of boi priyadam. But you see, that's how he, that's his derech over here. Because what happened to the whole sugya from before? That people plant, what happened to the whole thing that people plant the tzlaf for these things? Right? What happened to that?
For let's say Rashi.
We can't answer Rashi yet.
Okay.
But I'm saying for the way he's learning. So apparently he's learning like this. That people planted for it is a necessity to elevate it from a shahakol. Right? Okay. The kor is not planted for this, for eating at all. That remains not a pri at all. And then you have things that are planted for it essentially, and things that are not planted for essentially. But like you have a mind for it too. Now he gets into a different realm. There's the ikar pri and the not ikar pri. On the ikar pri you make a bari pri eitz, and on the not ikar pri you make a bari pri adama.
In the last week, it sounds like he's getting rid of Sofer L'Hakshos as a factor.
He's
saying it depends on...
What did you say about the Korah? I don't think he mentioned Sofer L'Hakshos. He doesn't hold... Right. He holds, like, the other way. That it all goes by your Kavana. That's the main thing. But you can have... That's the Chiddush of the Gemara. When the Gemara says, aye, the Tzlaf's planted for the Avyonos... Apparently he's going to have to learn the Gemara as a question of, can you have more than one pri on the thing? Can you have more than one pri? And the Gemara's answer is, it's true, it's grown for the Avyonos, but you can have subordinate peros too. You can have a main pri and you can have an essential pri and a non-essential pri. Apparently that was the Gemara's question, can you have such a thing? I'm trying to understand the way he's learning, right? But that's the bottom line, the way he's going to come out. That that you need to have das, otherwise apparently it's not a pri, it's not a shakal, it's a shakal. But then within das, there's the ikar and the not ikar. The ikar pri gets bore pri ha'eitz. Because it's not just over here. He has this idea a lot. He has this idea a few places. Like, he says, talking about grapes. He says, "Uba odan boser." So that's they're not mature yet. Kol zman shelo higil lekipul halavon. As long as they're not the size of a certain type of bean, mevarchen aleihem bari pri adama. The kol davar shegidol al ha'ilon ve'eino ikra pri mevarchen aleihem bari pri adama. U'mishehein kipul halavon ve'elach mevarchen aleihem bari pri eitz. Demu mesupak. Then he said bari pri adama. Yeah, so what's he saying? He's saying anything that grows on a tree, he has a rule. Anything that grows on a tree, but it's not the ikar ha-pri.
It is a pri of the eighth, though, right? I mean, just, it's a pri and it sources the eighth.
Well, what do you say by the Korah? Where's this case of the Korah?
Reish Dalad?
Yeah, he says, Korah, v'hu ha'nitosef ta'anofe ha'dekel, v'vishon ha'vishon ha'rach, v'roi la'chila v'achach miskashik eitz, v'vorchen olav shahakol, Sharei kevan de lo noti inshi leilon adaiti lemecho kishurach lav priu. So that's the way he learns. In other words, that you need das on it to make it a pri, right? But then you have an ikar pri and a not ikar pri. So when the Gemara says by the tzlaf that people grow it for this, that will elevate it to a some shame of a pri, right? Now, as we don't hold like Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda held anything that's edible is intrinsically has a shame pri. We hold Odom has to be koveya, and that goes by the objective of the planting. So once you have this into your objective, that's the only question though, is can you have more than one objective? So the Gemara says, yes, you can have more than one objective. You can have in mind when you plant the tzlaf, even though I wouldn't have done it but for the caper, I can still have in mind the other things that are also part of my objective. The only thing is, one will be ikar pri and one will not be ikar pri. The ikar pri will be boi pri eitz, and the other one will be boi pri adama. But if it were merely edible and not planted with that intent, it would remain it would be a shagol. Right? That's the way the Torah learns. And a lot of Rishonim, that's the way they learn. But they're going to have to learn that Arla and all these other things are also going to go like that, go up by that. Right? Mm-hmm. What's the difference? What's the question by the Kafrisim? By Orla? Is it a question of what the Das is?
Could it be a question of it's like a separate question. It's surrounding the Avionos. Is that considered like, you know, tied to the Avionos?
So that's separate. And there was really the Iker Das is on the Avionos. But this is a part of the Avionos. Do you consider it the same thing or a different thing? Do you consider it the same thing or a different thing? Yeah, I guess that's how they're going to have to learn. They're going to have to learn like that. But the Rambam doesn't seem to learn like that. The Rambam is saying, this is the pri, and that's not the pri. How would Rashi learn? I mean, that's the question. How is Rashi and Rambam going to learn these cases?
Why are the element tomorrow's Hadama according to Rashi?
Why are they, sir?
Why are they Hadama?
Yeah, that's the question. Why are they Adama? Why are the leaves Adama, according to Rashi? And why does the Ram also say, if they're not the pri, they're Adama? And by the sugar cane, says if it's not a pri, it's a shahakal. It is an Elon. But even according to the Torah, what kind of an idea is that? Kind of ideas I point to the Torah. So what? It's not the ikar pri, but it's still a pri of the elon. And if it were the ikar pri, you'd make a boi pri eitz on it. So why does it get reduced to a boi pri adama because it's not the ikar pri? It's like a byproduct. But why is it a pre-hadama? Why is it a pre-hadama? So, I mean, everybody agrees that everything that's a pre-ace is also a pre-hadama. It's not like a stira, just because it's on the tree, that can't be called a pri adama. Everyone agrees you can put a pri adama on an apple, you don't say. But still, why do you need ikar pri over here? So it would seem, I mean, for the Torah, it would seem that when you say Bore Prihoes, I think we had an idea like this once before, Bore Prihoes, that is a statement about that this is the Chashivas of the Eitz. Bore Prihoes is only on something that is Choshev. And definitively, like you're saying, it can't be a byproduct. It's not just referencing. It's not referencing the Bria when it says Bore Prihoes. In other words, in order to be Meshabeach to say Bore Prihoes, it has to be the highest form of the tree. In other words, it's not just because you don't make the Bore Prihoes based on the way it grows is not the Mechayev of the Bore Prihoes. The Bore Prihoes is Chayev in the Bore Prihoes when it's in its because it demands a certain Shevach. Because it's a very how do I put it? Now, in order to be Meshabeach through the eights itself, it has to be the representative of the bounty of the eights. It has to be the representative. It has to be the highest form of the eights. Otherwise, it's an inferior. Otherwise, it's lacking in its shevach. This is not the shevach of the pre-eights. It's a put down. To define this, it's a genai. It's not really the pre-eights. To say this is the pre-eights when it's only an inferior thing of the eights is to be short-changing the eights. It's to be short-changing the shevach in the bria. It's like similar to the way some hold by the potato, the raw potato, that it can only make the bracha when it's meshubach, when it's in its meshubach form. This is like what you were getting to, David. You know what I mean? That it has to be not just the machayev is not just the physical truth, that it's from an eitz, but in giving shevach, there's certain rules in giving shevach itself, and you can't distort the true. You can't distort the true shevach of the thing by giving a lower shevach.
Why can't you say that by designating it the primary pre, you're removing it, but except the pre has to be removed from the category from the source. So by designating it as the primary thing, from that category of pre. And the other things which aren't designated are completely removed from that category. They are still products, they're all still pre, but they're not completely removed from the realm of their source. So they're adama.
But according to this way of learning, the fact that you plant it for that reason is what separates it. That itself is what separates it. It is separated from its source, because you planted it for this. This is the thing you were waiting for, as opposed to the tree that was here. So it is a pre. The only thing is, they hold that you can't give the shevach of pre-ho-eitz unless this entity is the ultimate pre-ho-eitz. because to call the leaf the Priya Eitz when you have the caper, when the caper exists, is to diminish in the Shevach.
What does it mean, the ultimate?
Meaning the one that you really want, the main one, that this thing is the true. What's the true glory of the caper bush? It's the caper.
In terms of what you really want?
In terms of Adam. What's the real Shevach of the, if you were going to give a Shevach on the caper bush? The true Shevach would be the caper. Happens to be, we also are able to enjoy these other things. But you can't now call those the Priya Eitz. Now, is this saying that Priya Eitz is not simply a reference to its origin, but it's a definitive statement on the entity? And in Shevach, you have to be careful. Overstating a minor thing has a repercussion on the thing that's really really deserving of the Shevach. In other words, according to this derech and the Rishonim, it would seem that in bracha you have in bracha you come up against two different friends. You have the reality, and then you have a certain derech of being mishabeach. You can't just equate everything. Being a mishabeach has certain there's certain parameters. And to give a shevach you can't give equal shevach on everything. That itself is lacking in shevach. To not differentiate between the different values of the thing is to reduce the value of is to really reduce the value of everything else. In other words, it's like nowadays they say that. That everybody that A's in college have lost their value. Getting an A is not as valuable today as it was 30 years ago, because the number of A's has gone up. Am I the only one? Right? They say that if you look at the scores, there's an inflation. The grading is much more liberal. So giving a guy who doesn't deserve an A. Literally. Really takes away from the guy, the deserving A. Now everything is lumped together. You know what I'm saying? It's like the minorities with affirmative action. You know what I mean? No, this is they themselves. They feel like if they get somewhere on their own merit, people still look at it and say, yeah, sure, well, it wasn't your merit. Because they're all, you know, yeah.
Are you saying this is an idea that's specific to the tours trend in the Rishonim as opposed to, let's say, Rashi or the Rambam?
Yes.
And if so, how does it tie to their outlook on bracha as opposed to the other one?
Because their outlook, we have to see if we can define the Rambam and Rashi differently. But their way of bracha over here is because I don't know where it starts, but their whole approach is that to say that the pre is not determined by an intrinsic Bria question,
right,
then lead to the problem of how do you differentiate Adama and Eitz on the tree, to which they have to make recourse to an idea of the Iker and the not Iker. But what does Iker and not Iker have to do if they're both Peros?
I think so. Can you say it one more time? I think I got it. But
yeah. That if you're going to say that pre is not defined by from the Bria, or some modification from the way that we approach the Bria, whatever you want to say, that doesn't stem from the Bria, it stems just from what we want in the tree, and that's what makes them Peros, right? So then how do you differentiate and say one is a Priya Dhamma and one is a Priya Eitz? If we deem them Peros, and they grow on this Elon, why should they not all be Priya Eitz?
Right?
But the reason that it's now they can't answer that question by making recourse to the way it grows, because they hold the way it grows is not responsible for why.
Right, so why would they just say it's all Priya Eitz? Like, why do they have this idea specifically?
Because the Gemara say it. The Gemara say not everything is Priya Eitz.
Right, but isn't the tour sheet that the people who wrote the Gemara coming in with this idea?
Yes, yeah, so they say so. There must be that they hold, you can only give a shevach of pri ha'etz on the thing that's the ikar of the eitz.
Right. So what I'm asking is that we're saying that whoever, according to the tour, whoever wrote this gemara had this idea of you have to give the proper shevach for the tree, and you can't give it, say, a pri ha'etz.
Yeah, but it's all in the same realm. In other words, the same realm that makes these things peros is adam.
Right.
And that's the realm of the, and the shevach is from the realm of adam. Okay. So the thing that in other words, they learn like this, that what's the difference between pri adam and pri eitz? It's an elevated shevach.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's an elevated shevach. It's a more elevated shevach.
What's so great about a tree?
In what sense?
What?
What's so great about a tree?
That is a tremendous thing, that there's a tree. That's a shevach. You don't have to plant it every year. If you had to plant the apple trees every year, you wouldn't you would know what's so great about a tree. But you're from Washington State. You'd be ashamed at that question. Cherries and apples. They even have vineyards now. Anyway, so... but in defining the shevach of the tree, it comes from our realm too. That which we can define what is the true shevach of the tree. The ikar pri is the true shevach.
Let me just clarify my question. Yeah. I'm not sure if I'm getting across. Would the Rambam and Rashi hold by this idea that when you say the shevach about the tree, you have to do its best? If you don't do its best, so I'm asking why not? Can you answer from
because
that?
Because they hold, and we're trying. I'm trying to develop it more fully. But they hold that the shame pri comes from bria too.
Right.
So then, there's no question. In other words, if it's a pri, it's a pri ha'etz, and if it's not, it's going to be another pri adama.
Okay.
The problem with the tour is that he holds anything can be called a pri ha'etz. But for some reason, not everything gets the bracha of pri ha'etz. Right? But if you're going to go with the Rambam and Rashi's way, which I'm trying to develop over here, maybe you're not going to work, but that they hold there is a true idea of a pri ha'etz and a pri adama. There is a true idea of pre-eitz, pre-adama, and that's not just because man deems this a fruit. So the bracha follows, the bracha will follow the concept of pre. Whereas the tour, the bracha doesn't follow the concept of pre. Because the olam and the tomorrows are considered peros, because man says they're peros. And they're just as much a pre of the eitz as the avyonos. It's all a daita d'hachi. It's all a question of a daita d'hachi. If a daita d'hachi makes it a pri, so, and we hold that it's a daita for everything, so everything's a pri. In other words, you can't differentiate the avyonos from the tomorrows in any way. You can't say, well, this is really the pri in a botanical sense, and this is not, who cares? We just go by a daita d'hachi. We've sort of torn down that whole concept of, you need the botanical to know what's a tree and what's not a tree. But once you have a tree, which part's our original question? How do you define a pri? Right? Why isn't a leaf not a pri? So we were trying to work it out in some logical way that it has to be independent, this and that. The Torah says, no, it's very simple. You take the tree and you ask, why did you plant it? Whatever you planted it for is the pri of the tree. Whatever you didn't plant it for is the tree. It's very simple. It all goes by you. But if it all goes by you, and everything that you planted it for is a pri, so then how do you differentiate between the avyonos and the olam? And say one is an eitz, one is a pri ha'etz, and one is a pri adama.
Yeah.
So therefore he says that the pri ha'etz and the pri adama are not really, do not really go in lockstep with the definitive pri ha'etz and pri adama. Something can really be a pri ha'etz and get a bracha of pri adama. Why? Because the bracha of pri adama, because the bracha of pri ha'etz is not just referencing bria, because the whole system is not bria anymore. You know what I'm saying? The whole system is not revolving around creation, around a botanical idea. It's revolving around man, the way man looks at things. So then the shevach of pri ha'etz versus pri adama is a shevach on how man views the tree. So the only the ikar pri will get a pri ha'etz.
For Rashi and the Ram, there's no idea of this Iker Pri, because if it grows on the tree, it grows on the tree. So they're all Iker parents.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. That's why I said I'm not so sure that Rashi would agree with what the Tosa says, that the klipos on the outside of the of the of the shkedim, the Rashi Tosa says, well, you don't grow it for that, so it's a pri adama. Right? Since you don't grow it to eat those at that stage, you call it a pri adama. But I'm not so sure Rashi would agree, because he would say, yeah, but it is edible, and as long as it's considered to be a daita d'achi in some way, like the other things, maybe she would create. But we have to really resolve why Rashi holds the Olam and the Tamar say a priyadama. Why the Ram says the Kafrisin are a priyadama since they're not a pri.
Should be
either Shahakol or
Pri. Rashi should be eight.
That's the difficulty we're left with now. According to the Rambam and Rashi, the way we're learning, either it's a pri and it should be a pri or eight, or it should be not a pri and a Shahakol. Where's this intermediary idea that the Olam are priyadama?
Right?
That's what we have to resolve. If we can't resolve that, then we just have to give up. But it's an interesting thing, because the next Gemara says that a seed is always considered pre-hayetz.
What?
If you eat the seed, the Torah himself says it.
If you eat like an apple seed?
If you eat an apple seed, you make a boy pre-hayetz. No matter what. And the Torah really can't explain it. He really can't explain why that should be. He just says, because the Gemara says it by oral. But according to the Ram and Rashi, it would be very good. Because that's Vadai, a separate entity from the tree.
It's the essence of the separate entity.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, tomorrow you're going to continue this, or you're going to do a review? Or
let's see if we can figure out the problem.